up to bat. No batteries included.
Let's go. Welcome back. We are at the scenario. We are back. We are back. Matt is already putting his bid for injunction.
I'm protesting.
But we'll get into that momentarily. He let me know beforehand he's putting in an injunction.
I brought my fucking cousin here so that I ain't got to do the show. I'm about to leave. I'm not even sticking around.
You protesting.
I'm not talking this episode. I'm just here. This is about the most you're hearing from me.
We got our guest, my man. He's been on Straight Outta Lil' Cash multiple times. One of the best artists, smartest dudes I know. Put me on a lot of beer. It's funny. Y'all two are the last new friends I've had in my life. Literally, before this, everybody else has been 10 plus years. Well, no, shit, me and you.
Yeah, now.
So I can't even say that no more. Me and him, over weeks ago, every Friday over to, what was the spot?
Oh, the Cleese.
We used to go over there and have beers every Friday. We used to hold court over there.
Matter of fact.
We tell people to come over there and meet us over there and hang out. We get over there early, right after work.
That name probably changed 10 times in 10 years.
I don't even think it's still there now. Because it was the old Calicos. They turned into the Cleese. And they used to have Thursday night all you can drink, and we were still sliding up in there because we still had the college situation going on because we just out of college. And we could slide in there with the college ID still and keep it rocking.
I wish I could contribute to this, but I'm on protest.
Yeah, you're protesting. You know the spot we're talking about, though. So
maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
Man, my man, The Focus, is here, The Focus Gallery.
What up?
Dope artist, man. And people ask me about the beads I rock, he the one that made them.
I appreciate that, man. Definitely.
So, man, thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, man. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're telling the people what we're talking about, but I'm happy to be here for it.
Yeah, well, we previewed last week, man. We previewed last week. Everybody knows the likest shows of all time, man. Let's go and get into some of these topics, man, before Matt talks again for his... these topics that make you talk, though, right, man?
I don't know. Maybe I'll talk. I'm going to think about it.
All right, let's go and jump in these emails real quick. Only big email we got. This one's from my man, Big Ten. He says, I know y'all going to talk about these NCAA teams getting fucked up in the game. It's crazy how they all want nobody to get paid. But when you looking at all the other sports, baseball, hockey, soccer, all the other ones, they getting a check and they can still play in college and do what they want to do. Just want to see what y'all thoughts about this. You guys can probably talk about it a little bit more intelligent than I can. Peace, Big Ten. I'm assuming you're in the Big Ten conference, the area footnote, or... I don't know what Big Ten. I don't know when to go where Big Ten goes to. Like, either you affiliated with the Big Ten conference, or we got some other shit we need to discuss.
Man, I'm confused about what even a conference is anymore from sport to sport. It's too hard for me to keep up.
That's true.
Who's in the Big Ten now? Like UCLA, fucking
North
Texas,
Dakota State.
North Dakota State, a couple of high schools. Fuck, I don't know. It's like, I know Ohio State.
Really, just mad about getting in the tournament or getting in the playoff of college football. That's all that's mad anymore.
That's all that matters.
It's all semantics now, man. It's just about keeping your team with money to be able to keep going forward, to going towards the future. That's what it's all about. Just money and moving towards the future.
It's about keeping your booster dollars up. Hey, they tripping though. NCAA is.
Why are the fans so interested in this, though?
Because they probably didn't get their cut. Usually the fans get interested in things when they're not getting their piece of it.
You said somebody heard of it over dinner, like, y'all making how much?
You notice how the fans get real interested in you personally if you aren't paying them? Like, they don't care about you otherwise. Like, they don't do...
Because I know these coaches didn't think the fans... They thought maybe they was just probably like, we can get around NCAA. That's all people got to worry about. They weren't worried about the feds.
No, but now...
Like, you driving off a double bag, you're like... This ain't no federal crime.
But now.
But is it really the only thing that you can get over on it is just the wire? The only reason that it became a Fed thing is from that fucked up accountant that we talked about before, not accountant, financial advisor.
Oh, yeah.
That's what got the feds involved because he was doing some Ponzi shit and it just kind of trickled down the Fed.
Listen, man, my beef with the NCAA is pretty thorough ever since they stopped making NCAA for...
Well, you can ask, tell Ed O'Bannon thank you.
Making the video game, I've been beef.
That's your beef with Ed O'Bannon, though. You need to say hi to Ed O'Bannon.
They folded. They ain't have to fold after that.
They could have gone and cut a check for a little bit to Ed O'Bannon and let him keep moving.
Right. Exactly.
Because you know he was mad about... Because you know the highest selling NCAA game was that NCAA basketball we all rocked in like 97, 98.
No, the biggest one was NCAA 08, the football game.
No. The NCAA 97, though, made the most money financially because they didn't think they profit-wise, they made the most. because they didn't think it was going to pop. Remember, they just basically took NBA Live and just put college people on it.
That's fair.
So, and then they had L. O'Bannon and Toby Bailey and all them cats from that squad that balled in like 96.
Yeah, that's fair.
So he was just like, well, damn. I'm on here. And then, you know, at this time, Ed O'Bannon was working at a car dealership in Las Vegas. And he looked around and was like...
He was like old boy on Harlem Nights when he found out the type of money that they was making.
Oh, you're talking about what? The dude that owned the Pity Pack Club.
He said, y'all living nice. You got nice suits. Everything good. And I'm living in a fucking hovel. Yep. I still don't know what he said.
Yeah. But he owned a whole bunch of clubs, though. He's being greedy. Just like the NCAA and the Feds now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this whole thing is kind of... I'm mad kind of at Yahoo the way they was like, yeah, people got $25 lunch meals and like they trying to make that like a big deal. I get it, somebody was getting $100,000, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
You trying to hit on cats that took a lunch.
Right.
Like,
everybody's getting paid for that. A lot of my homies, though, that was on those games, they was getting bread out of that still.
What you mean in the games?
That like with characters on the NCAA football games and stuff, they're getting paid. Everybody's getting paid. That's a class action lawsuit.
They all wait for Ed O'Bannon to get this check.
No, they're getting paid already.
From the Ed O'Bannon's lawsuit.
I guess so. Yeah.
Ed O'Bannon's got the big check coming in.
Yeah, they all getting paid.
Okay.
And then the more, there's like rules to it. Like the better you were on the game or the more you were featured, the
better off you got. So if he's a 96 on there,
yeah.
If you was a Woodrow Danziler on NCAA, which is the best player
like,
I feel like ever on the game for
like
one
some
individual
of them,
player.
Like some of them cats, like, I don't know, like Mike Williams from USC.
L. Roberson.
Maurice Claret. Like them cats is getting big paper. Like
L. Roberson for K-State.
Like, whoo, I needed this. I needed this.
L. Roberson working at Albertsons out in Kansas. Like, Albertson. So you said that. Y'all got it? So we get a grand check a month?
Keston took their check and bought some J's with it, and they out of the game. But they got them J's.
He didn't quit his assistant manager job at Albertsons. Like, I'm out of here.
He didn't come back the next day. Hey, this check was only $325.
I thought $325,000.
I got myself confused with Sam Bradford for a minute.
Or he just heard what Ed Bannon got and was like, we all get that?
You know who really, like, Rhett Bowmar from OU was cold on that game.
Rhett Bowmar was cold.
And he got guapped out because he got up to be a 99 every time.
And then he got dusted off by the black dude. Remember, the black dude took his spot.
Yeah.
He was a dude, the tall, lanky dude that was the quarterback in that interim. Because remember, he went to go take that check from the car dealership and got kicked out. Because he was supposed to be, he got a brand new car. And like $2,000 a month, and then he just had to wash cars for an hour.
You see this bullshit? Like cats are straight getting dusted off for working at car washes.
Over the summer.
Like AJ Green got kicked off of Georgia for signing a jersey that was his own jersey and selling it.
That's crazy, man.
Like that's insane.
Yeah, the whole NCAA thing is there's a big affinity thing. I think the Washington Post did an article on the association with people being upset with college players and being in race. Like, they the more people get, maybe it's not overtly, it's invertly, whatever it is, they feel that those sports, the African Americans dominating, those are the ones they're more likely to be upset about more. They don't worry about hockey or track. Track, even this cast is straight sponsored by somebody and they run in track.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting a $150,000 check from Adidas or whatever, and they run pros or whatever, and they run for Baylor.
And when you talk about pimping, the NCAA and the Olympic committee.
Oh, Olympics, they may be worse than NCAA.
They're pimping. This is organized, sanctioned pimping they're doing right here. Like,
they're running the strip club.
This is right. Essentially.
Ask Babufarin.
Essentially.
Ask Babufarin from a stripper.
Right, right. They up here. They got the $10 ATM fees. They got everything. They get their money.
He said a $10 ATM
fees. Everywhere coming and going. You paying $8 for a bottle of Bud Line. You like, hey, damn.
Like, you're getting a Bud Line.
You're like, damn, this ain't even good.
Like, this has got an expiration date on it. Like, this ain't even good no more.
This is old.
What the hell am I paying for this on this?
What's the most disrespectful beer somebody could give you?
Pass Blue Ribbon.
Really?
Ooh, really? Really? For me? Yeah.
Or is it Natty Light?
Nah.
For me, it's a Bud Lime. Don't be squeezing no fruit into my beer and then putting it in a fancy bottle.
What about a King Cobra?
No, King Cobra's a sign of love and respect. That's a sign.
Depends
on the Asian person giving a King Cobra.
If you give me a King Cobra, I'm expecting a Black Power fist right afterwards.
But you saying you saying Pabst?
No, it's got to be Pabst for me, man. I mean, everywhere I've gone has been the cheapest price. I think it's
is it cheaper than any light?
I don't know, but I it's the one I like the least though. Okay. I'm gonna say that, man.
So Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I kind of frown at you a little bit if you.
Yeah, I had a PBR in so long.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't even remember the last time I had a PBR. It's got to be college years, or maybe right after college type thing.
Yeah, I think I had one on Cherokee Street. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody yeah, that sounds about me. Somewhere over there around the area.
Exactly.
There. Maybe that's. You know what? That is around. I was off Jefferson down in the area.
Yeah, see?
That sounds like the area that I was in when I got a PBR last time.
Speaking of this, I just got a notice from ESPN that says Miles Bridges donates $40 to charity to resolve an NCAA violation.
But they said you can have a meal under $200 as long as you donate the money back to charity.
Here's the thing.
Shout out to Izzo, who is gangster with it, was like, here go $40 cash, go put this on a GoFundMe real quick.
So hold up, this cat got to stop by the cash back at the grocery store and got away from NCAA violation?
Yeah.
All right, man. Sure.
Yeah, look, I love it. Look, y'all keep doing it. One of my dreams in life was to be a duffel bag boy. Like, to be the guy that would be able to drop it off and, like, figure out different ways to get into your dorm room to get you your duffel bag, like, different disguises and, like, all kinds of different things. Like, I would act like I was a student, act like I was dating a girl on the campus. I would do all kinds of different things that was in my mind. That would be the way I would do it. And then, like, I just pop up out the trash can on your ass, like, hey.
I was going to grouch.
I was going to just random, and I just got trash all over me and shit, though, with the bag.
Gotcha, bitch.
No, I was like, here you go, dog. And then jump back in.
You like the magical Negro of the highest level if you do
yo,
that.
Yo, that's what I was like. I was trying. And I would love to do it like a Gonzaga, someone like, somebody like a, what you call a son that went there,
John Stockton?
No. What you call son that just got in the draft? That went to the draft from overseas. Sabonis' son. Like, I just pop up on Sabonis' son, just like, gotcha. Here go $10,000.
See, blackmail
from Adidas.
Right. This is straight up.
But yeah,
straight
it's
out
the whole thing, man. It's really Yahoo really stretching it out. I feel like, oh, we got y'all. And ESPN is like, damn, we got to run this story now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's what it feels like.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta keep up with what people talking about.
Dude, man, like, shout out to Monte Ellis. I mean, not Monte Ellis. Monte Moore's Iowa State of greatest. They tried to get him on a $35 meal with his mama at lunch or whatever. And his mom said he paid for his lunch.
That's 100% disrespect.
Because he said his mama made him pay for his lunch. His mama came out, and his mama like a mama. So she went out, like, on the whole, because she from Flint. So you already know how this went down.
So she didn't pay for everybody else's food except for his.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, though, Big Mama from Flint was like, oh, hell no. I got receipts for that night just in case y'all got the tripping. Like, damn, Mama, you kept a $35 receipt.
Damn right I did.
That's like having a conversation with somebody like, I'm about to record this one. You be tripping.
Damn right I did.
But yeah, the whole NCAA tournament, I mean, NCAA thing is.
It's crazy.
You ain't gonna be able to get nobody. Never gonna be able to get nobody with this shit, man.
From the conversations I've had with people that's close to the source in this thing, mm-hmm. there's going to be some people going down to their knees.
Right. But I'm saying you ain't gonna get Michigan State. You ain't gonna get Duke. You ain't gonna get UNC got away with a whole class they created just for cats to go to. You ain't getting them.
Well,
they slick Willie.
That's called a general studies degree.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying they slick Willie out here.
That's
they
sports management.
You think my Krzyzewski going down without?
Nah, they ain't even looking at Chef though. But hell, they went and got Slick Rick.
But Slick Rick was out here wilding though. Slick Rick
you
was
see, and you heard about Sean Miller this weekend.
But Sean Miller coming back because they already got. It was like the wiretap. The dude said, "Yeah, I heard it from somebody else saying it secondhand. They running it all back."
You know why? Because somebody else paid him to say that, and now that's gonna come out too, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, y'all really tripping?"
Yeah, because it's secondhand information. He's like, "No, I didn't hear. Somebody else told me they heard the wiretap."
That's
because
somebody's mama got threatened or something, or somebody that big pimping.
Somebody he back this week. He had the country club look check 10,000.
Somebody sent Luca Brasi over.
Or did it not pay Ayo enough? His family. The dude that he supposed to made a check, his other check didn't come and he was like, hey man,
this was supposed to be $200,000.
Exactly.
Not no 100.
What you talking about? You know what? Lil Ricky, go ahead and call him up and tell him that you heard this.
He about to be the first pick in the draft. He costs more than that. Michael Porter costs $1 million over the table. And he
and his daddy a job and his brother a scholarship.
And he done played 3 seconds all season. He cost $1.1 million. So DeAndre Ayton costs more than 100 grand. You ain't just selling me that.
Yeah, that's
you ain't just selling me that.
So no, he's back though.
Slick Rick gonna be at the Kentucky Derby Rick, kicking it.
But Slick Rick's out here wilding. Slick Rick was like, I'm trying to think of a rapper that he was wilding out like. He was like
Flavor Flav.
No. Somebody that was just out there, like just putting themselves out there. No, Flavor Flav is got. I'm talking about where somebody was like doing shit continuously over and over again, like
C Murder.
Ooh.
That's it. But
see, Murder kill somebody, got out of jail, and kill somebody else.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. The fence rest. There you go.
You, sir, have a problem.
Yeah. Because he got caught banging out a chick in the bathroom of a restaurant. Got caught on that. Then got his boy to marry her to cover it up. Like, oh, no. He was there with her. He married her.
That wasn't me.
Then had the strippers in the dorm. Got off on net, got the young brother fired though. That was did he go to Kentucky or something?
I don't know.
No, he was from Louisville.
Oh God!
And then he was coming up had the little assistant coaching job at UMKC. He out the game, got him fired. Then he got this whole thing with the duffel bag for Bowen. The three strikes, man. I mean, damn, man. The NCAA is like, God damn, man, like. And then the AD was just like, damn, you got me out here too, though. Like, you got me fired too.
As soon as you get white people out in the streets, everything coming down. They not having that. Like, nope, I'm not finna have my white privilege get revoked for you.
Everybody, y'all two gotta go. Slick Rick gotta go.
Richard Nixon. Love you. Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton let them know. See, Bill Clinton got fired and kept going to work, though. That's the difference. Like, they fired Bill Clinton and he was just kinda
and
like, yeah.
His key card work.
He said, yeah, all right.
His key card work still, like,
hey, check this out, player. This is how this is gonna work.
It didn't do no work, though. It didn't do no work. Just went into his office and doing all the stuff that you can do in the office.
Bill was in
the training facility. Using the peanuts.
Bill was in his coffee. Office playing Crash Bandicoot on PlayStation 1.
Smash Brothers.
Hanging out.
Not doing nothing. Because he had one of those 6 months left.
He said, guess what y'all going to do? Y'all going to still paint this picture of me. Y'all going to hang it up in these walls. And I'm finna chill out.
And I'm going to have my wife do all the work.
Right. And I'm still finna be out here on these yo's.
Believe that. But yeah, so yeah, that's our whole thing with NCAA. So let's go into a participant in the dopest woman of all time bracket has announced today that she is running for Congress in California.
Oh my God.
The great Stacey Dash. We'll get into her momentarily later on and her progression in this bracket. So what do y'all think? Y'all think that, you know?
I mean, why the hell not?
You know what I'm saying? Like, in this beautiful country, if you want to call it that, man, everybody can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Aspire to whatever heights
they want to aspire to. Y'all know what I blame for all this? You got to go back in time to blame. I blame for all this.
Who you blame?
Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono was he was almost going to be a senator if he wanted to die. He was like on that path. Like Sonny Bono was a legit congressman though.
But
like,
isn't
good.
This a great?
He had a good record
though. Was he?
His record was good though. Like he was official. He was official though.
Isn't this a great chance to blame Ronald Reagan for something else too?
Ronald Reagan though. Yeah. He's involved in this too though. But Sonny Bono literally was on Arsenio Hall and then became the congressman of Florida, literally, 6 months later. Like, you can't go from Arsenio Hall to congressman.
That's low-key how Arnold Schwarzenegger got.
He's the next one. He's the second. He looked at Sonny Bono and was like,
this might work.
Let me go on Jay Leno and then become the governor.
This might could work. So what's
and then, he found out he could be president. It's like, damn, I'm not a naturalized citizen. I didn't know that.
Well then,
I can't become president.
What's Stacey Dash's angle? Like, what's her end game?
She's running a Republican.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but I mean, what's she? This is gonna get nasty.
Who she was running? Gonna be Omarosa?
I don't even know who she running against. I need to find out, man.
I saw Omarosa on TV last night.
How many dudes are gonna show up at her things just to see if they can get they can holler it up?
Low-key.
Like volunteer and try to get in on the staff. And be working, but they really ain't gonna vote for her.
Wouldn't be mad.
You think Adrian gonna be there? He in California.
No, he's
in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He was in California for about 6-7 months though. Yeah.
Damn, never mind.
That
no, no, no. Do you think Adrian gonna be there?
Because his parents live in Chicago, California, and his sister.
And his sister live in
so he could literally still go down there and be like,
hey, he be popping up. He be popping up in some random spots.
He do though.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yo, let her cut a check too. Yeah, he on board.
I think we need to get to the bottom of this.
When we had the celebration
of the Do Right Brother. in the future. It's coming up.
It's coming soon.
The long anticipated
Do Right Brother Reunion Show. It's coming soon, though, folks.
The Do Right Brother Reunion Show is happening.
If he did get on staff and she did win, very hypothetical, which y'all, and y'all got invited to the party.
Going.
Were y'all going?
Let the record show.
That's done.
Let the record show. If we toss back to our last episode, I did vote for her.
I voted for her unadulterately, too. Like, women were emailing me and telling me, like, I can't believe y'all. Y'all so horrible. I was like, look here, man.
I'd have turned on Atomic Dog in the background.
Shout out to Roy Robinson.
And Titus O'Neil.
Had to get that like. Had to get that vote.
Yo, let me see the district she's running in.
I don't know if I'm running for her at all, man. But who is she up against, though?
That's what I'm looking up now. She's going against Nanette Berrigan. That's the incumbent now. She's a Democrat in the area, 44th District. She is the incumbent, Nanette Berrigan. So, this area includes... Oh, no, she's not going to win. This area includes Watts, Compton, San Pedro, and Long Beach. No,
man. Good luck.
Where the hell she live?
Well, the long part of Long Beach can be is real nice, though. Half of Long Beach is nice, half of Long Beach is Snoop and the LBC crew. You know what I'm saying? But it's North Long Beach. North Long Beach is white Long Beach, I believe. My Long Beach people, let me know. Definitely email me, let me know.
It's like U City.
There you go. It's like a U City. There you go. Yeah, she's not going to win. The overwhelmingly vote for a Democrat presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, 83% to 12% in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing it just for show right now, at this point. And a whole bunch of thirsty dudes there.
What?
A whole bunch of thirsty dudes would be there.
She is forever.
She's definitely forever.
She about 63, huh?
No, she's like a good 48, 49.
Okay.
You know, 48, 49. She may be 50.
Okay.
She may be a solid 50, but I don't... Let's see how it is, Stacey. I think she's a solid 50, though, I believe. She's the oldest woman to be to grace the King magazine cover. I know that.
Mm.
The Great King magazine cover. She's the oldest to grace that.
That's something to shoot
She
for.
Does have that, you know.
Who's she going up against for the brackets, though?
We will talk about that. She's 52. I'll take everything that she's 52. Oh, wow. We'll be talking about that momentarily in a minute. And Matt will be able to lay out his... 10-step reasoning why there's some finagling going on in his bracket that he would like to discuss.
I've got the numbers. I have the numbers up. I have the numbers
up. Move my chair, man. You act like numbers.
This is Kennedy, Illinois. You said it's Kennedy, Illinois versus Goldwater. Like,
listen.
You looking at the numbers?
Listen, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what in the hell happened here.
But we will talk about that moment. Last up, before we get into the bracket... And our topic of the night, R. Kelly gets evicted. Now, is it R. Kelly not having money or not giving a fuck? And having money and being like, I just don't want to live there in a while, I don't want to pay you. And I'm going to just settle out of court with you for 50 grand.
R. Kelly probably think he's got like hypnosis over just general facts and everything.
You think he's the power of life.
Right? Yeah, I think in his mind he could just throw that mask on and just...
If he comes out with an album in a month, we'll know. Because then he'd be like, I put out an album that kind of can like seduce people back to my side.
Listen, 12 Play costs $6 on CD right now at the store.
Damn, is he that low in the trough? Or are you saying that...
I think they just want to get them CDs out of the store.
Oh, you're saying
the
CDs in general, people just trying to get CDs.
Yeah, I just think
store.
They want... I think.
I thought you were saying R. Kelly's down.
No, R. Kelly's was a little cheaper than everybody else.
Okay.
Let me tell you this way. Nelly and the St. Lunatics album that they cut up at D2 Studios up on Olive and Saints... Cost $3 more than 12 Play.
Wow, the first one, but not the...
Give me what you got.
City. Give me what you got.
Give me what you got.
Damn. Give me what you got is $9, R. Kelly $6.
12 Play, the
Damn.
Whole album.
The classic joint.
That classic stroking album. It's top three stroking album of all time.
All time. Maybe number one.
Number one stroking album ever?
Gotta be. I don't see no other album you could put above that.
Like for no tracks.
Only
get stroking?
Only other person that can rival that, but he's got some different kind of song is Maxwell's first joint. That's the only one I think can rival it, but he's got some kind of mid tip on joints to kind of start you off at the beginning though.
I guess
with something,
you can't,
something, and you know.
I guess you can't stroke all the way through that D'Angelo.
Mm-mm.
The first one.
That first one.
I don't know. You asking me though?
No, because you got shit.
Black Star album.
No, but no, because if you're stroking too long,
the whole joint, man.
Because you stroking too long.
I was stroking through Charge It to the Game.
Oh shit! Well, shout out to one of my own boys, Boogie, man. He used to stroke out to the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. You met him. You met him. You met him. We met him in Iowa. Yeah, that's real. That's when you know that he was popping up. You went to his dorm room. And you heard, you know what I'm saying, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. You know, like, and people like, oh, man, no, we can't go in. Like, man, when you popping, no.
You if you in there with some legs in the air stroking at the old dirty bastard, you a different cut of
shame
brother.
Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga.
Oh, going back to ODB, though, yes. That's the other comparison to C-Murph.
There we go. Rick Pitino is old dirty bastard. There you go. He's the old dirty bastard of college basketball.
Yes. Okay.
There we go. That's
and damn. Then who is Tubby Smith then?
Tubby Smith's never had a job out here, though.
What about Kelvin Sampson?
Kelvin Sampson is...
He might be DMX.
Yeah, he is, because people still love him.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin Sampson still keeps a job, though.
Meanwhile,
he
DMX
had a show clause with two places.
You might see DMX at the Galleria.
That's true, and he'll get love.
No. He will get mad love, though.
Look, DMX won't pay for a drink anywhere. He go in a black...
No, not if I got anything to say about it.
That's real.
So let's go into this bracket, man. Would you like to talk first about...
Is this where I levy my protest?
Go ahead, do it now, man.
Listen, man, I told y'all what this is all about. Like, I told y'all, don't fuck with me when it came to that Pam Grier bracket. I told y'all I don't play no games, and y'all ain't listen. So I'm shutting the brackets down, man.
You sound like... Oh, you're like, I'm shutting the brackets down, man. You're making the band, like, I'm shutting the studio down.
I'm shutting some brackets down, man. Let y'all go get me some Cambodian breast milk.
So let's recap it, man. The round of 32, our number one seed went against the 8 seed, Yaya DaCosta. She valiant effort to get to that second round.
She got bodied up, though.
She got bodied up.
This was like the Suns playing the Warriors. Yeah. Oh, hold up. The Suns beat the Warriors. Yeah. This is like the Bobcats when Adam Morrison was on them.
Ooh, and you talking about with Gerald Wallace.
Yeah. When Gerald Wallace, or if they had an NBA Jam team, it was Adam Morrison and Gerald Wallace was their NBA Jam team. That's how you judge how bad a team is, like how terrible
the
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam team.
Yeah, that's how you figure out how bad a team is. So that's Yaya just ran into the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, she could maybe potentially, if she was seated higher and had more pedigree going on.
And she lost by over 30.
Yeah.
That's
in the sequence.
That's nasty.
I mean, is that one of the ones where you're like a 15 seed and you won and you got to, well, no, because that'd be a triumph. If you were an 8 seed and you ran against that North Carolina squad that had like May, Felton, and like everybody went pro for their whole starting five went pro. Rashad McCants.
Yeah.
They only lost like two games that year.
Yeah, it was a good team.
Yeah, that's what you ran into. So, next up, this is a mild upset here now.
Yeah?
Very mild upset. Some of our listeners may not be old enough to appreciate the great vanity here.
This was a big upset in my
Tika book. Sumpter.
Yeah.
Knocked off, I think her being in the Barack movie put her over the top. Though that's what my wife said. Like that Southside meme. You in a Barack movie, you was Michelle Obama. That Michelle Obama dust, pixie dust, sprinkled over the top of you, and people remember you very much.
Hey, is her booty big enough to be Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look.
Mm-hmm. That's elite level cakes.
Yeah.
Them executive cakes.
You didn't focus on special business.
Them is executive cakes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up. This is the upset. Well, our first upset. Like, this is a major upset to me. The second major upset.
Hey, this one let me know that my hood cat showed up in full force.
No, it is though. Look, the Players Club showed up.
This bracket got broke out in somebody's barbershop.
And this was an upset. This is VCU coming through and then just dusting on people though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lisa Rae knocked off Iman.
Like decisively.
Like, no, don't talk. This is VCU right here. She is VCU, dog.
Yeah.
Right now.
Every time you look at Lisa Rae, think about Virginia Commonwealth University.
And think about Shaka Smart. And think about Shaka Smart at a young 31 years old with a bad wife coming out 30.
Shaka Smart was looking like my man off Key and Peele when he was winning the titles.
He looked just like Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Key and Peele, man. So, yeah, Lisa Rae with the upset.
I'm trying to put it together.
Look, keep in mind, just like BC barely won their opening round. Remember, they barely won their opening round that year, too.
Mm-hmm.
They barely beat out...
When we get to this next stage review, I'm going to be interested to see how this shakes out.
Oh, it's...
Now,
VCU is still rolling. To give you a preview, VCU is still rolling right now.
I'm telling you what. She's might be going on a run because the conflict bracket was next.
Stacey Dash versus Oprah Winfrey.
Hey,
This was a close one, man.
Hey, and it's a lot of people that like tried to opt out of it too.
No, no, no. You can tell. Yeah. The votes dropped down. The votes dropped down. People couldn't have had a heart.
Cats didn't want that on their conscience.
Exactly.
We told people they didn't want it on their conscience either.
I voted, man.
What did you do?
I had to go with Oprah on that.
I did.
And for the reason stated previously, like I couldn't go to sleep knowing that. You know what I'm saying?
I slept well and voted for Stacey Dash.
I slept well that night.
Because I'm here for the mayhem.
That's real, though.
So Stacey Dash edges out Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, look, and now keep in mind, Oprah was that team.
But I get it, though.
So remember what you've done.
Yeah. Remember what you predicted, too, people. Oprah was that team where, like, you was like, yo, that little sixth seed, I think they're going to go on a run. And you was like, nobody going to pick it. And then you like, damn, they barely lost and your bracket kind of messed up because that was your upset pick to go far. Because Oprah could have went on a run if she won this.
Low key, she could have.
Oprah went on a run.
Oprah, I low key would have liked to have seen Oprah head up against Hallie.
That'd put a real conundrum though.
Hallie's putting up numbers though.
No, she's like, dusting
Oprah
off.
Like Hallie is smashing people right now.
Dusting off
like,
right now.
Like she's winning by like 35. This is like when Elton Brand and Shane Battier was at Duke.
Or UNLV when they was running through cats and every game was 40 plus.
Halle Berry is the Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson.
All right, another one, number one seed. Nia Long knocked off the great Tracee Ellis Ross. Oh, just her off too though. Keep in mind, she's a beast in two though. She cleaned up.
That was the biggest victory of the whole round. That tells you what type of thoroughbred Nia Long is.
That's real.
And how much she's been endearing to the black community.
Still.
She's potent out here. Potent.
Next up, this is the young four seed that is poised to do damage, the great Nicole Murphy. She has no accomplishments outside of being Eddie Murphy's wife. But for some reason, she is, that's how much she has exceeded.
She got Shannon Sharp on TV turning into the WB frog over her.
Look, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp for president, by the way.
Shannon Sharp was dealing with white women until he got on that Nicole Murphy. She's like, Nicole Murphy? Done with white women.
I changed my ways. He drinking VSOP.
He's smoking black soap. And he's smoking black soap TV multiple times. With the wave cap, man.
His brother turned
Nicole. Nicole was like, that's how Eddie used to be in the crib. Like, Next up, the great Sally Richardson edged out a fine wine of Felicia Rashad. It was back and forth on this one every time I was checking.
That's an old school player. Player bracket right there.
Yeah. Sally Richardson knocked it off. Another upset.
Oh, big time.
Look. And this one is poised to make a run.
Hey, I called this one.
You called this one. You called it. Look.
Hey.
Before we even announce this one, how did she... Did she get this endearing? Is she a late bloomer?
Elise Neal?
Yeah. Oh. She knocked off Naomi Campbell.
Like, she thoroughly destroyed Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, not just knocked her off, like... They was putting in the scrubs in the last 15 minutes of the game.
This is like when you ran into that little dude at the arcade that knew how to play Street Fighter. And he was just running cats down.
And he's like 9 years old and everybody was 13.
Yeah, like he'd have 50 cents in his pocket and not getting onto sticks. That's Elise Neal right now.
Yo.
She's I don't know, bad, dog. Though. Like Elise Neal, she... I don't know. It's like she just...
This is recently. Like this got to be the last 5 to 10 years.
Like she jumped in the Lazarus pit or something. Like she came back with like a whole different type of swag.
She's
like,
super bad, dog.
Like she wasn't this cold when she was on
Hughleys. Nah. She was cute, but not like the she is now though.
Nah, exactly.
She's revved it up.
Right?
Yeah, she's 51, 52. Plus, yeah.
Yeah, she got like kids out of college.
She don't have no kids.
No, wow, really?
I don't think she has any kids.
Well, that's how you hold that together. That's number one. But
next up, the dead couldn't make it, man. I was trying to campaign for.
Hey, there's no
I was
power.
In my chat group with my homies. Then everybody was like, "No, I can't do it."
There's no power stronger than
Beyonce.
The
knocked off the great Aaliyah.
There's no power stronger than Beyonce bracket. Dog.
That's real.
Now she's gonna go up against the quandary here, though. This is gonna be a hell of a bracket for her.
I think it's about to get nasty for this next one.
This one. Angela Bassett knocked off Kerry Washington. It was a nice little separation, not a full dust off, but a nice separation.
She got that Black Panther hype. It was a bad timing to jump
this
in.
This is a bad timing for Beyonce?
No, bad timing for Kerry Bassett.
Oh, Kerry Washington ain't new.
Well,
she got scandal, though.
Beyonce about to put them hands on Angela Bassett, though.
You think so?
I think it's going to get ugly. I think it's going to get real ugly. I'm talking about Mike Tyson in 87.
Damn.
Ooh. Like, Beyonce.
Mike Tyson versus versus
Razor Ruddock.
No, Razor Ruddock looking more competitive. You gotta, if you talking about 87, you gotta go Oliver against McCall? Trevor Burbick.
Oh, Trevor Burbick.
You gotta go Trevor Burbick.
I feel like Beyonce is gonna come to the ring with that
Buster
gray.
Mathis.
I think she's gonna come to the ring with that gray towel on.
Ooh, damn.
I know who could beat Beyonce though. I ain't gonna get into it though, because I don't wanna fuck the brackets up.
Yeah, we can talk about it in a second. We don't break down the we'll
get. Hey,
about.
Biggest matchup.
No. The surprising close one is the next one. Melissa Ford lost by one to the great Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
The streets really was feeling Melissa Ford that much. I thought she was gonna win going away.
Mm-hmm. I thought Janet was gonna win.
But not, yeah. I didn't think she was gonna win this close.
Yeah, this was. But what did I say? And the thing I said, this is like the internal struggle for a brother between his woman and his girlfriend.
You
looking
Janet
at both of them right next to each other, and you like, how am I gonna make my life work out? In the end, that child support potential payment jumped up, and Janet Jackson won by one vote. Cats didn't want to have that hanging on their head, but they was ready to risk it all.
Next up. Gabriel Union knocks off Rosario.
Yeah, I, you know what? This is the part of the bracket where I'm finna start getting upset.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, Gabriel Union, right?
Now we starting to get to the point. I was reading this, that I was getting upset.
That is upsetting, actually.
That ain't supposed to happen.
That Gabriel Union, to my Rosario Dawson over. You thought Gabriel Union? You think Gabriel Union is way more popular in these streets, though?
Focus. She you is, are guest.
Thank you. You listen.
Look, I didn't say. Look,
nah, Gabriel man, Union. Rosario's thorough, like in life.
I didn't say she's
though.
Not thorough, like but she's life, not thorough though. As Gabriella is the epitome. Like, dude, if you're talking about the top three, four black women that black women are probably identified with, Gabriel Union is way.
But she's Rosario. Literally the same character in every movie.
No,
like,
but the character we talking about the identifiable. And then you some more dudes, though, you know what I'm saying? Dwayne Wade and wife threw up. Like, she got a lot more.
Rosario Dawson was here as the case study to be the non-black to make a run.
Well, she's black. She's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She's Puerto Rican. You know Slade got dropped off her, right?
Yeah, man. But hold up now, dog. Hold up.
She considered herself, Afro-Latino.
All right, man. Hold on.
Just like Zoe Saldana is not black. She's Afro-Latino.
We'll get there in a moment.
And Zoe Saldana considers herself Afro-Latina, too, just like Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, but Zoe says she's not black. Rosario says she is.
Right.
There's a difference.
But she's, no, Zoe says she's Afro-Latina, though. So she says she's black.
Oh, shit. That's a new development.
Yeah, she says she's Afro-Latina. All right. She does, though. It's a lot of things you can shit on her about, though.
We should have put J-Lo in here then. There ain't a drop of black in her.
Well, Kito, y'all could have.
Except for the men that she used to lay with.
Except for Puffy.
Puffy not black?
No, I'm saying Puffy's on one that was black.
I'm saying that's the man she lay with. That
and
we know.
She's A-Rod, so she is black now because A-Rod, two Puerto Ricans together, is Miko is one black. Full black.
That was just like Bitcoin?
It's different like levels of Puerto Rican blackness, though.
Is
like,
this you got black Ricky currency? Martin,
and then you got like Big Pun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You got Fat Joe.
You got Fat, yeah.
And then you got.
You know what I'm saying?
Gloria Estefan.
I mean, Yadier Molina ain't black.
Nah, he's from the DR. No, he's
Puerto Rican.
He's from the DR, though, right?
No, he's Puerto Rican.
He's black, then.
Oh, he's pretty black.
Come on, man.
Dude, that boat, how you think they got that dark? That boat got dropped off, dog.
I'm not here to talk. I'm talking about culturally entrenched. Them brothers is Puerto Rican.
If you go do his ancestry.com, I guarantee 60% of it's in
Africa. That's what I'm saying. African, motherfucker.
All my ancestry.
That's like Texans, though.
My
Texans
ancestry.
Are very, like, they could be their own, like, group. Yeah.
Well, if you do somebody from Texas ancestry.com, it's going to say 100% Texan. It's not going to say nothing
right.
else. People from Chicago and Texas and California
That's
divide
true.
Either Northern California or Southern California. That's where they from.
That's where they from.
They black, but that's secondary.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so let's go and get to the Pam Grier section of the bracket. I guess it is the most controversial for Matt. I thought that the Lisa Neal thing was a big upset. Pam Grier dust off Steph Curry's mom.
I voted for Pam Grier.
I voted for Pam Grier too, though. You know,
Steph Curry's mom
was a nice novelty to have in there.
She shook things up, but she ran into a killer. I mean, that's just basically what that's all about.
Do you want to come to this next round last?
I mean, we can get into it right now. I ain't here to dodge nobody.
Like, shout out to Sade for holding it down for all the people that hold it down for me.
With the new
understand
single
me.
Too,
they,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
New single in 15
I ain't
years,
fucking with her music no more.
No, being okay. Soy Cell Donna. First of all, shout out to Dub. He is upset that you allowed her to even go to the slaughter in the second round. She was like, why did y'all even let her do this?
She be mumbling anyway.
Here we go. So she's the mumble singer.
Hey, dog, you put them next to each other.
She got. I mean, it was close, man. It was close to the end.
It ain't close because the wrong person won. Either you win or you lose. I'm moving Zoe back into the brackets for the next round, though. With the waving, I'm waving the God hand in this next one.
Do you want to talk your projections now? Your natural projections.
I'm still upset.
You don't want to talk.
The rest of this show is canceled.
He talked more than he said he would, though.
God damn it! I'm upset.
All right, next up, the young upstart Megan Good knocked off the Great Tower Band and dusted her.
And like, really? And she dropped her too.
Yeah, like dropped her.
Like when Lil Creed knocked dude out in the second round. Like you, like, whoa, that's it. Megan Good got Tyra up out of there too. Yeah. And see, I got a problem with this because there's never any point in my life where I thought Megan Good was better than Tyra Banks at peak powers at anything. Never.
Wow.
Not once.
The streets, hey man, the streets gonna make noise though. That's how they feel. I'm with look you. Here, you got company here, but I
voted for Megan Good, man.
I know you did.
I'm trying to make up for you.
Because you got a penance to make. You like Johnny Blaze out here. You trying here, to free Megan. Your soul from the Ghost Rider.
Hold you down always, baby.
Always.
Always hold you down.
I can't believe it. Wow. She got her up out of there too.
Got her up out of there. I thought it was gonna be close. I honestly thought Tyra was gonna win though. I voted for Megan. Thinking like, okay, well, just, you know, nice little vote, Joe, to keep it popping, you know.
She murdered her.
Murdered her. Yeah. Next up, this is a sleeper to really take over this bracket, though. This is like the West Coast game in the NCAA tournament that comes on real late with, like, Oregon versus, like, somebody, and you go to sleep, and you don't
Vanessa
think
Williams
them.
Is San Diego State that year Kawhi Leonard was there.
Yeah, and they went to the Sweet 16.
And it was, like, 34-2, and you like, yo, what's going on?
Like, who are they?
Like, Vanessa Williams down here at the end of the bracket.
Right, down at the end of the bracket. You don't work, really think about them.
Doing work until you just go look up, and she's still there. You like, hold up. What happened? Vanessa Williams is destroying people down
there. Yeah.
Like, just
Kelly Rowland destroyed Kelly Rowland.
Like, literally getting them out of there. She's like over 40 votes to the north right now.
Exactly.
Hold up, folks. Is like, should that even be a contest?
So, you saying Kelly Rowland? You pick Kelly Rowland?
No, I'm saying, like, I mean, the numbers make sense, though. I mean, it's Vanessa Williams, B.
Somebody had to.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody had to go in the arena.
I'm on board with that. When you look at the body up votes, I mean, some of these people had to go against Baez in their first round, but just the body up, hey, if we pick an early contenders to make a run, Nia Long is almost 60 votes to the north.
Everybody, you said this in general, like, she's a...
Yo, she put Tracee Ellis Ross down to slaughter.
Tracee Ellis, the only people that voted for her was Dante Ross, her brother, Barry Gordy, which is her oldest sister's dad, her mom.
And the cast of Blackish.
And Blackish, there you go. Those are the people that voted for her.
Is what's it called, too young to be on this? Can I be the asshole and ask that question?
We couldn't do that, man. You know,
is she of age?
She's like 19.
No. I don't know.
Yeah, she's 19,
no idea,
and it's like, you gotta get in there. Because if if anybody younger that we'd have put in, it would have been Lisa Bonet's daughter. You know,
so we'd have put anybody. 28,
yeah, but I'm saying if we'd have went kind of down that route. All right, let's go ahead and vote for the next round, man.
All right, man. So, yeah, we're
voting right now as we talk.
I'm about to go.
So, focus you in, too, though, man. So, you're voting right now. You're putting your name on the record, too, here, man.
All right, man. So,
first Halle Berry versus Tika Sumpter. I mean, this is us.
Let's keep the ball rolling. Halle Berry.
Just go and get Halle in there.
Easy.
Halle Berry is walking.
All right. Next up.
Lisa Ray. Versus Stacey Dash.
I'm going Stacey Dash, man. I'm taking her all the way. We're taking her all the way to the lead 8, man.
Yeah, I'm going Stacey Dash as well. Focus got some conflict. Focus don't want to do it.
Read the bout again. Read it again. Read it again.
It's Lisa Ray versus Stacey Dash.
I thought that's what you said.
I mean, we can do it. What's the highs here? Diamond from the Players Club?
I gotta go Lisa Ray, man.
Oh, Peak Powers.
I gotta do it.
I always vote Peak Powers, and he's taking Diamond at Peak Powers. I think Focus. Exactly. I think Focus internal monologue ain't letting him vote for Stacey Dash no matter what.
I can't do it, man. The ancestors won't let me do it.
Focus went to that Black Panther tree.
I can't do it, man.
He went to that back.
I went to the tree.
He went to that Black Panther tree. It got some knowledge. All
purple and starry. You know?
He ate the heart shaped herb. It was like, I can't do it. I gotta keep it real. I can't do it.
All right, next up, Nia Long versus Nicole Murphy.
Yo, shit. Nia Long, man.
I'm going Nia too. It's a close one though now. Yeah, now keep mind, it's close. A close one in my mind now, folks.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a tough.
That's a think long, think wrong.
Right I there. Saw this bracket, and it was like the first time I saw a Renegade track list, and I was like, oh, God. Who versus who? Damn.
Yeah, and you know, that kind of goes back to what was stated earlier about contribution. Is this like a fully just aesthetic bracket?
Whatever you wanted to do.
Whatever you wanted to go.
But in that case,
we got people are already saying we got to do a 64 next year, though. So people have already lobbied for the 64 joint next year.
Hey, Teyana Taylor got to get on that list.
Yeah, so they said reseeded. The winner of this gets to be the champion. They go into a Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You get to come. You don't have to go into this the next year.
I say whoever wins this is like Shang Tsung.
You got to go against them in another bracket.
You got to go up against them in a final bracket to decide if you join them in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because I can see because people we can do a 64 next year, really seed it out. Maybe even make a panel like six dudes. We bring six, seven guys over and two women. We make it like a big thing where we get a couple of ladies too, and we make a full thing. Like I bring my whiteboard in. And we do a whole...
We do a fantasy draft.
That's what I'm saying, though, damn near, yeah. All right, so...
You got to play the Fergie National Anthem when you do that.
So, you going... Where are you going? Did you pick Nia Long there?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I got to go Nia Long.
Yeah.
I got to. I can't even look her in the eyes.
All right, next up, the great Sally Richardson versus versus your upstart...
Elise Neal, dog.
You going Elise Neal?
Yeah, I'm taking Elise Neal. I'm taking her to the promised land.
Wow, you going to take her to the Elite Eight of the...
She got to go through Nia Long in my bracket.
You got to say to prove... She got to prove it against Nia Long.
I got
to
see that.
Mm. I'm going with Sally Richardson, man. Low Down Dirty Shame changed my life as a young sixth grader.
Sally Richardson.
And that's the reason why
as a young sixth grader. Low Down Dirty Shame changed my life.
Sally Richardson.
Pocahontas and stuck with me.
I remember they had that debate on the radio on Magic on the Wait. If y'all remember, it was Jada Pinkett versus Sally Richardson. I thought it was ridiculous anybody was calling and talking about Jada Pinkett.
Sally Richardson threw something at Black Dynamite and at Shane.
That's real.
Like, you see what she here for. She here for that action.
You going at least Neil, though.
I'm going at least Neil, though.
At least Neil. We got to tweet her if she makes it to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, you made it through a gauntlet. She made it through a gauntlet to make it.
Dog, at least Neil's overcoming odds. She's overcoming odds. This is like...
She's so bad, dog.
The only thing that works against her is she had a bye in round one.
Yeah, but we had to, though. The streets were saying, like, yo, she got a bye, maybe.
That's fair.
All right, so next up, Beyonce. This is it. Beyonce versus the great Angela Bassett. Fine wine versus that brand new bottle of...
Beyonce ain't a brand new
bottle. I was saying, I don't know about all that.
Okay. She is Crown Apple.
She's about 15 years.
She's Crown Apple.
Crown Apple? Beyonce Grandma, yay.
Versus
Angela Bassett.
Versus a 40...
Who's 40, Don P?
Like, Don P. This is Crown Royal versus Don P.
No, okay. Crown XL, XR versus Don P. Because XR is a nice another level, but it's newer, a newer kind of brand with Crown.
Okay, that's fine. Beyonce a red bone, that's why I was calling her Grandma Yay.
Oh, you know what I was going off this liquor's being like a newer classic liquor versus...
I was calling her a red bone alcohol.
Or can we say Don P versus Moet?
No, there's now you got too many...
Because Moet has got kind of played out.
Yeah, Beyonce is timeless.
Yeah.
This all right, Beyonce versus Angela Bassett.
There we go.
It's been a strong run, Angela Bassett. But
I'm going with the great Angela Bassett.
You showing too much deference. If Beyonce walked up in this room right now,
no, Angela Bassett, I would still holler at her
over Beyonce.
Believe it. No, take your drink up, man.
Cut him off. He's had enough.
I don't even want to answer this shit, yo.
Look at
me. It gotta be Beyonce for me, man. It has to be, only because...
Look, Angela Bassett to get my taxes.
Gerald got some hate in his heart for Beyonce. He voted for Aaliyah first. Now he's voting for Angela Bassett.
It's like somebody in the break.
Beyonce.
One time,
Gerald was getting cussed out at the house bad. And Beyonce was playing in the background, fueling on that fire. She was tying off in his ass, and Beyonce in the back. Oh, my ladies, throw your hands up. Daryl back there getting a finger in his face.
She changed her outfit and everything, man. Yellow Jew, man.
Nah, man.
Nah, I gotta be Beyonce.
Angela Bassett gonna get my taxes right. She gonna get me a business started.
She is, though.
You know what I'm saying?
She gonna make sure you help.
She gonna have me.
Beyonce says she gonna take you to Red Lobster.
Look. Angela Bassett.
She said she might get your song on the radio station.
Angela Bassett, get me.
Listen, you know what? I'm not even voting for this Beyonce. I'm voting for 18-year-old Destiny's Child Beyonce.
Now, if you talk about that, because the first time I looked, now you talking about that Beyonce?
I'm talking about her whole body of work, brother.
But Angela Bassett's body of work is crazy.
Nick, I'm not taking anything away from Angela Bassett. I'm just saying that once upon a time there was Dr. J, and then there was Michael Jordan.
Are you taking Beyonce to win this whole thing?
I'm taking Beyonce through the whole thing.
So you say it right now.
I'm taking her through. The only thing that's going to stop Beyonce is brothers like you who have had some strife in their life due to Beyonce's music. The only thing that's going to stop it is brothers like yourself who got some hidden hatred in their heart for Beyonce Knowles Carter.
Look. Zoe said that I got dropped out, so he's got to find another horse to take it to.
This ain't the same thing. You about to maybe throw this cup across the room.
You got Beyonce over Halle, though?
I don't know about that one. I don't know if I got Beyonce. Beyonce, I didn't want Beyonce to look Vanessa Williams eye to eye.
Yeah.
All right. Janet Jackson versus Gabrielle Union.
Janet.
Yeah, that's Janet. Gabrielle Union been here.
She had a good run.
Gabrielle Union been here two rounds too many for me.
Damn.
Exactly.
Like, she didn't even get voted in initially. She got in as part of affirmative action. And now she's she's making a run.
She got in the mail room. Now she a manager of accounting.
Yeah, now look at her. She on the mode, you should see me now. Eating Wheaties now, looking.
All right, next up, the great Pam Grier versus Sade. How much hate were you holding your blood for Sade?
Oh, this isn't even about hate for Sade. Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Flat out.
Pam Grier was like Hulk Hogan in the 80s. She was just coming through.
That's real.
I am a real American.
Turn that shirt off on top of the cage.
Man.
Now.
Pam Grier was stealing on cats, driving cars.
But Pam don't want to see the bottom of the bracket, though.
She might not.
Nah.
Vanessa Williams versus Megan Goodall. We didn't say this is going to be
a... Ooh, are you saying that either one of them can take
Megan
Goodall?
No, I'm saying Vanessa Williams. I'm in my mind, Vanessa Williams is already through to the Elite Eight.
So you going to vote for... All right, brother. Then it's time to move on then, brother. Are you going to vote for Megan Good or Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa Williams.
Oh, you giving up too early.
Vanessa Williams.
You still had a shot if you can get her to the championship.
Vanessa Williams. No.
What's the... All right, so now we're saying going forward... We're going to potentially have Pam Grier versus Vanessa Williams going on and Beyonce versus Janet Jackson.
Potentially.
You could have Stacey Dash versus Halle Berry and Nia Long against Elise Neal. This is turning into a big money heavyweight bout for real.
There's
going to be some upsets. Where's the upset at? Where's the upset going to be?
Look, on the low, that Nicole Murphy, Nia Long. Nia Long's got to have a battle that, though.
Can Lisa Ray beat Stacey Dash?
Lisa Ray can beat Stacey Dash too. That's another one.
We want to leave Lisa Ray to Halle Berry?
That's a team that is Coppin State when they made it all the way.
Coppin State?
When they made it all the way to like the Sweet 16 or something, and they got thrashed.
That's like the first time
No, they didn't get thrashed. They actually only lost by two in the dead round.
That's like the first time you fight Super Macho Man on Mike Tyson Punch Out, and he just hits you with them hands, and you don't know what to do.
It's just like you don't know what to do. You're just happy to be there.
Yeah. You just hope you got your code written down so you can get back there again. All right, man, we got 5 days to go. By the time this comes out, we'll have 4 days to go. No, 3 days to go for the sweetest 16.
Yeah.
Get y'all votes in. You know where it's at. Brackify.
I mean, we'll redo this. Do you want to do a summer version of this?
No, we're going to put this on the shelf for a little while.
Next year, let's
shelf. There can only be
one.
People
want to say, well, what other bracket are we going to do next?
We'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Do we do the if we're talking about the best black shows of all time, do we do the best black shows of all time bracket?
Maybe that's what we get to. Maybe that's what we get to next. We'll get there. You got 3 days to get this through. But speaking of the best black shows of all time, it's time to pay a homage to The Wire.
Indeed.
It's time to get to this.
First of all, can I get a brief moment of silence for Mr. Reg E. Cathy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He played the campaign manager, man.
That's real, man.
Now, this Norman is before Wilson. We get into this. Do we want to make this a series with Focus where we do season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, though? Because it's so much to get into.
And it is, man.
Okay.
Do we just do a series with Focus once a month where we just... do season one.
Let's do this way then. Let's start it off this way then. We can come back to the show itself. Let's talk about these top 10 characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start.
But we won't go dive into the seasons.
Yeah, no. Let's start.
We'll make it a series, The Wire with Focus.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives people a chance to watch. I'm going to tell you when we're going to do another, when we're going to have another episode come
we'll
up.
We'll tell you before that.
So you got time to go and watch that season. We can live watch this together.
All right, so let's focus. Who you got? Let's focus.
Yeah, so top 10, man. Let me see. And this is in no particular order, at least initially.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard, right?
Like that, though, man. So like with stats, like with sports, you can at least do stats and kind of have like something like that. But like, I think characters are kind of harder.
Yeah. Man. So I guess for the listeners who may not be interested, invested in the show.
No, they don't. Nobody listens to this show isn't invested.
We got two. All
right, cool. So we got Marlo, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got Detective Lester Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old player.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's who I want to be when I grow up, actually, man. That's
some
low key.
That's some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? We got Omar,
mm-hmm.
Avon Barksdale.
Mm-hmm.
We got we got Bubbles. You know what I'm saying? Reginald Bubbles. The recovering, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bubs. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bubs. We got Stringer Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, you know what I'm saying, Senator Clayton Clay Davis.
She.
Exactly. And we got Bodie. You know what I'm saying?
And Bodie's a dynamic character.
Yeah, of course. And then we got...
He was the Tupac of the show, as I was saying.
Wow. Wow, I could see that,
he's
too.
He's the Tupac of the show.
Oh, man, we're going to dive into that. Yeah, and then we got... Detective Buck Moreland. Mm-hmm. William Buck Moreland. You know what I'm saying? And then Kima.
Mm-hmm.
Got to show love mm-hmm. to Kima. And then Mike Lee, man. The cat, Mike... Matt Wiles played.
See, I got to take out...
Snoop didn't make it on my list, man.
Ooh. Snoop is one that I want to ask Snoop. Snoop's got to be at it.
No, okay, that's fine.
And also D'Angelo Barksdale, who is the Zoe Saldana of The Wire.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, no. I thought about this, though. I actually thought about this at work. I broke down why Zoe Saldana is to be D'Angelo Barksdale of The Wire.
Okay.
So much potential.
So you said Barksdale?
Like D'Angelo.
Okay.
You calling him Ralph Tresvant?
He's calling her Ralph Tresvant.
So you think D'Angelo is Ralph Tresvant?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Cause man, Ralph Tresvant had a chance to have it all, but he decided to let somebody else take it.
He's the Fredo. He's the close thing to Fredo from Godfather.
I feel like,
Fredo was a real bitch made dude though.
Prop Joe was the Fredo.
But Fredo wasn't giving shit though. I mean, Prop Joe wasn't giving shit. Prop Joe came up on his own though.
That's
Fredo
real.
Just was giving shit.
Yeah, that's real. Based off of Birthright.
Fredo, you gotta think the way the dynamic of the Godfather. If you wanna break down the Godfather, did we talk about this last episode?
No, we never compared.
Okay, so Sonny. Is the dude basically if you look at the timeline of the Godfather, Sonny didn't come up until he was about 13, 14. He came up in the hood though, pops didn't get no paper though. He was in high school.
That's real.
So he was already grimy, and that's why he was already a grimy dude already though. He just had to put on a tux though. If he had been nailed on, he'd be like, yo, I want to wear my Adidas jumpsuit and go out on the block.
So here's the complication with comparing The Wire to The Godfather, which mm-hmm. I think is a thing that we might have to have my dad come and have that conversation, because we might need an OG, a true mm-hmm. OG for that, is that if I boil that down, I'm going to eventually get to the point where I have to concede the fact that Michael Corleone is Stringer Bell.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'm prepared mentally.
No, I don't think
that.
He is, though. I don't think Michael Corleone is Stringer Bell, though.
Hold up. Can I get my top 10 before we go too far down here?
Yeah, sure.
So here's my top 10, and it's nearly in order. It's nearly in order. There's a few mixtures in here. McNulty.
You're talking McNulty.
I identify heavily with McNulty.
Do you really?
Oh, very.
McNulty's a G-Lo
people. I identify heavily with McNulty.
Okay,
yes,
I respect
yes.
that.
Marlo Stansfield.
Uh-huh.
Bodie.
Uh-huh.
Lester Freeman.
Yeah.
Clay Davis.
Yeah.
Omar.
Yeah.
Avon Barksdale. Bubbles.
Okay.
I got Chris and Snoop on the same level. I'm not splitting them up.
Okay.
Chris
and Snoop. In that case,
Chris and
yes.
Snoop.
So they were
yes.
partners in crime.
Chris and exactly. Snoop together. Then my final spot? My final spot is Weebay.
Weebay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Weebay's son was a bitch, though.
Weebay said, and check this out. Yeah, name
no,
is
no,
you
know, Weebay is fucking Fredo.
No, no,
Weebay
hell
son.
No.
Weebay's son.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Naylon is.
I'm about to say. Weebay is. I'm about to say. Weebay is.
No, Waylon's. I mean, Waylon is. Naaman is the.
Fredo.
Is the Fredo. I'm
about to say, because Weebay is Luca Brasi. Luca Brasi.
That's real.
Like, Weebay said, I'll take that one. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to take that one. And I'm going to take that
said,
one.
No, you said, are you going to give me some Coke and another
and give
sub?
Me, and give me a sandwich. Yo, put some horseradish on that joint. And I was
I got
like,
that one too.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, respect to Weebay.
So those are my top 10. Now, like, my outlier from your top 10 focus was McNulty.
Yeah.
See, I feel a kinship with McNulty because McNulty wanted to do the right thing, and he had all the skills to do the right thing.
Sure.
He just couldn't get out of his own way most of the time. He was like Chris Webber.
Oh, man.
He was the Chris Webber of The Wire. Like, he's enduring, and you remember him, but, man, he could have been a lot doper if he would have just got out of his own way.
Okay.
All right, let me.
I like McNulty, man. McNulty is a dynamic character.
I like McNulty a lot more than Chris Webber.
You like Lester Freeman?
He was in mine.
Okay. Oh, did you say
Lester Freeman was brilliant? He was like the Sherlock Holmes of this show.
Doing his little paintings of the little houses, like
yeah.
All right, Snoop for me though, man. This is our best Snoop.
Is this in order?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know he was doing order.
Okay.
Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
Cudi was endearing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Omar. Bodie.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo, just because, you know what? I take that back. D'Angelo might be the Tupac of the show.
Okay.
He might be.
Okay.
The Tupac of The Wire.
Yeah, he is. Because he had a heart about stuff. He wanted things to be a little bit better. He wanted you to be like, he was hood but and fucked up, but he wanted you to be move a certain way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I identified with him a lot. Marlo. Like, love Marlo.
Marlo's
yo, shout out to Marlo, man. Hey, Marlo, they had a top like 20 TV villains of all time. Marlo was number 3.
What? Damn, really?
On that joint, yeah.
This?
Man, it was a legit list, too. I gotta look at it again. Marlo was like number 3 TV villain of all time.
Wow, I didn't know Marlo had that much props in the streets.
Yo, I like Marlo. He never got hot until that one scene where he heard Omar was dropping his name in the streets.
Yo.
Like, you never heard him yell at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's just...
He got hot though with the dude he bumped into with the security guard dude.
But here's my thing. He bumped into him, but he got up on him and he tested.
Oh, he really
he tested his gangster. Like when he got hot for real, he said, "Hold up, my name?
My name? My name is my name."
Like
that's
he said that, and
that's
I was
when
like,
he snapped, yo. And then he came right back down when Chris was like, "I don't think Lil Man said this shit," and he was like, "Yeah, me." You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, like
Marlo.
Yo, I rock.
Marlo ran up on the block and like got cats sleeping. Like Marlo is really the Anakin Skywalker of the of The Wire. Like you can't even really compare him to nobody else, dog. Like Marlo was
supposed to bring the hood together. Like it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Marlo was the Anakin Skywalker.
Because people thought he was going to bring the hood to the next level.
Yeah, and like really Marlo was just in it for the mayhem, dog.
You know what? I got an honorable mention, man.
Yeah.
I got to say Wallace, man. I got to say Wallace only because that's Michael B. Jordan's character. He
Wallace is in a tough spot.
Really. But yeah, but like he, you know what I'm saying? He's the cat, man, that I rooted for. I knew he wasn't going to make it. You know, it's the jungle.
It's just because it's the jungle, man.
Exactly. But, you know what I mean? He's trying to make sure the shorty's got to school. He had to try to make sure that the books was in order. Not like the drug books, but like the school books. Like, cats was on a...
Hey, I got another cat I got to shout out for honorable mention, man. Cats try to throw shade on this part of the show. No, I got to give the Greek his love too, man. The Greek was operating in the shadows, dog. He was the Palpatine of the whole man. Situation.
Very quiet, very very effective. Yeah, and the plug. Actually, nah. Marlo was the plug. This dude was the socket. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was the whole.
Marlo went to go sit down with him, and they looked each other in the eye, and they both understood that gangster wasn't moving on either side of it.
Yeah.
Like, neither one of them was moving. Now, who's the most overrated Wire character?
Snoop, to me?
Nah.
Damn!
Nah, man.
Snoop, to me, though? Man. Like, honestly, all she did...
Like, no, man.
Okay, and that's cool. And like, you know, Sabaka
is the one that modeled my last one.
Oh, Sabaka was aight.
Frank Sabaka?
Yeah, Frank Sabaka was aight.
Say, Frank Sabaka was drunk.
Cause people shit on that season two though, but it really is like it connects everything else you're gonna see throughout the rest of the series though. If you don't have that season two, you don't have everything else going on. You don't get the Greek. You don't get these other things saying like, oh, it's bigger than just the hood.
That's true.
No, that's real.
It opened up the world though. It's kind of like I'm trying to think of a comparison to it. I'm trying to think of like, but it opened up the world to, it's kind of how Wakanda was in Black Panther, was opening you to a bigger world of what's going on. Like, damn, it ain't just a block. Like, this shit is, you know, it's like when Nino Brown said, it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than me.
So, and I got to say Snoop, and I say that hesitantly a little bit. I just kind of know my circle. It's just like, Snoop was around people that were more thorough than she was. And I think she played a
How was she not thorough?
No, she was thorough. But she was around Marlo. Who was more thorough
besides Chris?
Marlo. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. Because Marlo put in work, no doubt. But he sent them cats did the work.
I think
they were the thoroughbreds of that operation.
No, hold up.
They were the thoroughbreds of that operation.
They were the bicep, Marlo was the fist. Marlo was the one. About Marlo.
Marlo was just the smarter one, though.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to speak to this one from real life shit that I know how this shit works for real, and we all know how this go. Hey, no cat that got cats putting in that type of work on their behalf
ain't putting no work themselves.
Ain't putting in at least as much work as they put in. Are they seeing you put in work? Yes. Like that. They understand.
Yeah, I agree.
They understand that you put that work
in. But they put more bodies, though. They put more bodies in the water.
Marlo came out of nowhere. There's no prequel for Marlo. We don't know where that came, where he came from. Marlo stepped out the shadows and was that guy.
No, the prequel, you know, the movie is supposed to be the Barksdale come up.
Yeah, I want to see that. I'm cool with seeing that. I never want to know how Marlo came about his. I need Marlo to be that man. I need Marlo to be that man that he was. I need him to be the man that just came out of nowhere and snatched that from the Barksdales. And then that dude at the end.
He's the Joker, basically.
Yeah. Damn right. Marlo is the Joker. And then Marlo said, you know what? He walked up in them high rises for 15 minutes and said, this ain't where I'm supposed to be. And walked back down on the streets. And Justin got his hands dirty just to get him dirty. Because that's who he is.
The only reason why I say Snoop is overrated, and I might be looking at it from an artist standpoint, is because everybody from the top down had to adopt a character. She just played herself.
No, she didn't.
But she
remember at first though they had her girly though. Remember the season three they had her real girly. Remember when she came on the bike, they had her real girly with the nice hair fly. Cause she even talked about it like, yo, they had me real. They wanted me to like be that real was, girly.
But that was like for a scene though.
No, that was that whole season three. She was like super girly. Yeah, so,
I know the story.
When Marlo and it was dumping on Avon and them, she was when she was coming out. They had her real real girly.
Hey, you know, even on IMDb though, like if you go on IMDb and pull up the cast, she's the only person that has her real name like in character and real person.
Yeah, Felicia Snoop Pearson.
They just because she played herself though.
Yeah, I remember, man, this is a bad thing. I remember I had an argument with his girlfriend at Red Lobster. We missed the Red Lobster. About, because she, I didn't know she had a book. I didn't know she had
a book. You get into an argument at Red Lobster. That's supposed to be an amnesty lane.
I was like, man, Snoop ain't got no book. I was like, Snoop ain't got no book.
Yeah,
Snoop did have a book, though.
Yeah,
this is season five, season four, season five, in between her and I was like, Snoop ain't got no book. And she's like, yeah, she got a book. I'm like, no, she don't. Then I Googled it. It's the early Google on, like, I had a little trio. You know what I'm saying?
Little ass Jeeves joint.
No, yeah, it was like, oh shit, you right though and shit. I was like, I had to shit my ass up and shit though and just chill out.
And eat them cheddar biscuits. Yeah, you put like
I had to put some respect on her name.
He put like five cheddar biscuits in his mouth after that and just sat there. You was eating that. You was eating like Stephen Glansberg.
I was a dick for that one. I got my ass. But no, but Snoop though, man, like Snoop brought you into like. She's the most Baltimore artist.
That's true.
She got you in the Baltimore. You remember the scene where they were the New York dudes was trying to come down and everything? Where they were like, yeah, so what's your favorite show? And like, they named some random shit though. And they were like, no, bow. Shout like, you fucking with Mark Clark. And shout out to Mark Clark.
You know what I'm
saying? From St. Louis.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The Big Fat Morning Show and everything. Yep. You know, Mark Clark moved from St. Louis to Baltimore. And that was his show.
92 Q Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like, yo, like, she was so Baltimore. She was the only Baltimore, her and Michael K. Williams from Baltimore, too, right?
I think so.
Because he met her at a club. That's how he met her, is at a club.
Exactly.
He met her at a club and everything. He was like, yo, you should come out down on the set, though. And
she made me, like, check my accent. But I say some shit, and I'm like, yo, I'm not from Baltimore.
No. You know, no. There's a whole book about how Baltimore and St. Louis are the same city.
Yeah, no, very much so.
They're the same exact very city. Very much so. Yeah. They have a city that is confined by the counties around it. They can annex anything or make their city bigger.
Yeah.
Like, it's the exact same city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baltimore is the exact same city as St. Louis. It's the identical cities. But let's dive into some of these characters though, man. Like that we really like Mike was gangster.
I was sitting thinking about Mike.
Mike was my last one.
Mike was amazing to me, man.
So when you look at this show through like the lens of like character development and like how you see how like life carried folks to some crazy places.
Oh, Bunny Colvin was my last one. My bad. Bunny Colvin was my last one.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. Like Mike, how life carried Mike along in his situation, you know, how he had to kind of like adapt to what was around him.
Yeah.
Him, Wallace, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was Wallace homeboy? The dark skinned
dude. Oh, they ended up working at Foot Locker?
Yeah.
You're talking about his name. Oh, man.
I can't remember his name. Hold on.
What is his name, man?
Like, all of them.
Bodie's homeboy.
Yeah, Bodie's homeboy. Like, yeah, like.
Because he the one that got caught up in it. He got locked up when Bodie couldn't show up and everything. He the one that got locked up. That's why he wasn't in season four towards the end, though, because he was locked up most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
When everything went down, he was there.
Like, I appreciated watching, like, the story of, like, them young cats coming around.
He got burned, too.
But, yeah.
He's got the one that got burned.
Yep. Yep, sure did. But who's the most overrated character on The Wire? Like, you hear him get brought up, and it's like,
oh, man. Somebody that people, like, really love him, but then, like, they're whack? Damn, man, I love the show so much, man.
I know.
Oh!
I know who got on my nerves. I didn't give up my 10, though,
man. My last one, man.
Who that?
Brother Mazone, man. That's my last one.
Alright.
Brother Mazone is my last one, man. Shit, I'm tripping.
Brother Mazone was gangster. See, for me...
Prop Joe might be it, man.
That nigga. Excuse me.
You think?
He got on my nerves the whole time. I just, you know, I mean, just, I don't, you know. Ellis Carver. Sergeant.
Carver, you think Carver?
Sergeant, yeah.
Carver's probably down there chief police now. They probably, if you did a fast forward.
Yeah, that's real, but he got on my nerves a lot, though.
If you did like a fast forward thing, you think Carver around like, Lieutenant Commander or something like that, or Chief Police now?
Fast forward to when Avon
gets out. Now, to 2018.
Yeah, probably.
Like, would Avon be out now?
I feel like he would be.
Yeah, he'd have to be by now.
Yeah.
He's basically...
I don't know who's overrated.
I think Avon was overrated. Personally.
Alpo? He's Alpo, basically? Because Alpo's out.
Yeah.
I think Avon's
Alpo
overrated.
Alpo is out.
You know, Alpo's really out, though, for real. Yeah.
I think Avon served the purpose as being that gangster.
Nah, man. You know what? No, I really not over it because he did so much work for them to get to where they at, though. The whole thing, if you understand the arguments they had, though, basically, the way I took it is that he was putting in a lot of this work, though, for them to get to where they is, though. And Stringer was just sitting there just counting the dough.
So I hope everybody understands that Stringer and Avon was Killmonger and T'Challa. They couldn't get on the same page.
No, they weren't on the same page at one point. I think there was a turn.
To get the whole thing together.
They had a turn, though, at some point. Because I feel like Stringer was the dude... that like a hood little dude that was in the class though. He was doing it, he was popping, and he was like, dude, I was cool with you. And he ain't go out and put in no work though. So, that's why he never put in no work.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing I'm gonna say. Actually, I'm gonna
do his dirty work for him.
Hold up. I'm gonna walk back. I'm gonna walk that back.
He's actually the worst character on The Wire. Stringer Bell's the worst character on The Wire.
I'm gonna walk that back. Because I know some people that got that dynamic in like real life that had that Stringer Avon dynamic, and neither one of them was some cats that you wanted to fuck with.
Right, but Stringer. Well, hold up.
This ain't got nothing to do with that show. I'm just talking about how that dynamic exists in real life. So like, there's cats out here that figure it out and figure out how to clean stuff up so like, they don't end up the river. Because Avon had to go to jail. Like there was no way around it. Because Avon was concerned about his name. Like Marlo was Avon 2.0. Like he was
upgraded, right?
Like Avon was that cat that got the corner booth in the club. You know what I'm saying?
And buying all the bottles, and everybody know who he is.
Right, you know. I don't know who that, but
Avon, nobody knew who Avon was though.
But here's the thing though. That's because Avon was protected. But if you was in that community in Baltimore, they knew who Avon Barksdale was. Right. But he just wasn't known to the viewing audience
the police didn't know.
That was connected.
And it's not social media though, because if Avon was now though, he'd be all over social media though.
I bet you he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
But people knew who Stringer was. The police knew who Stringer was.
But they knew who Stringer was because they knew who Stringer wanted them to know he was. Like they had to. Somebody had to be the face of that shit. It wasn't gonna be WeeBay. Nobody was gonna buy that. So Stringer put himself. So that's why. So that's why. Or
Stinkum.
Yeah, right. It ain't gonna be neither one of them.
And actually, Stinkum got promoted over D'Angelo, so it's like Stinkum was below D'Angelo at one point.
Right, so here's my thing though. So, like, Stringer was out there being the face of the operation. You know what I'm saying? He was out there like Jay-Z was, or Dame Dash was out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you ain't never see Biggs and all them cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. So, like, he was like baby compared to
Slim.
Compared to Slim, yeah.
So. I'm going. So you think Felicia's the most overrated to you though?
I think, you know, honestly, only because from an artist's standpoint. Now, character wise, no, but from an actor's side of things, I think she had to do the least amount of work to transform into
that
said character. So
she went to jail for murder.
She
did like 19 years, like it was a murder, but they turned it like second degree manslaughter. And she was like in high school, so there was like a little juvie thing involved with it or whatever.
Like they said the way that they found Snoop, man.
At the club, right? Yeah, the club. Michael Jackson was at the club, though.
Dude's like, I don't know if you're a female or a dude or whatever, but I need to holler at you. And she was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? It's like, yo, I'm filming this joint. I kind of like, I'm feeling you. I need you to, you know, let's entertain putting you on the show.
Yeah.
And she only did what she knew how to do. Now, the Snoop character, very dynamic.
Okay.
Very dynamic. But it was the least amount of work for character development for that character.
I think the other thing to remember, too, is about as far as it goes for Cruz, you got to see more of Marlo's crew than you got to see in prime form than you got to see of the Barksdale crew.
You saw the Barksdales when they was already at top.
Yeah, though, like...
It kind of crumbled.
Yeah, like, they was already on top. Like, that, like, WeeBay had that fear already when he came through. Like, when WeeBay stepped out on the street, people was afraid of WeeBay. Yeah. Like, they was, like, mortified of WeeBay. And WeeBay, because WeeBay had been knocking cats off in the projects for a decade already.
WeeBay have a dude, not Stinkum, another dude that got popped before them, they was talking about.
Yeah. There was another big, another dude. Cat.
That's what I'm saying. We get a prequel situation, we will see, like, WeeBay's, like, kind of how Chris and Snoop were. Basically, Chris and Snoop and... in my mind, I'm thinking Chris Parlo is WeeBay. Snoop is the other person that got popped.
So my thing about this is that I would love to see that. It would just have to be done very, very carefully. Because, like, them characters, like, to get the Barksdales to that...
Because they took over, like, it was some brothers.
It was a war, yeah.
It was some brothers. I forgot the name, though. It was some brothers they took the towers from.
Well, yeah, they took towers from the cats. Exactly.
And everything.
And then the Barksdale sister, she was a part of that too, right?
Yeah, no, but yeah. she was the ancillary situation. We drop a duffel bag off of your crib though.
Okay.
Going insulated because she went to college and shit though, so she had the whole thing. Then they end up getting a funeral home. They get all that rocking out.
Yeah.
Now. I think a character that is slept on. What's the most slept on character y'all think?
You know what, man? What's his name? I'm trying to think of his name. It was the Detective Roland. Detective Roland. The cat that I think he was slept on, just in the sense that he was a horrible ass cop, man. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, then he went to work for what was the dude?
He went. Yeah, he went to work for the public school system.
Oh became, no, that's Prez Bellucci. Right, Prez.
Yeah. Okay.
Prez. No, Prez. I don't think Prez is overrated though. Prez is great in his
Prez is where he's supposed to be at. Prez is where he needed to be. I think Kima a little underrated. Kima was somebody a lot of people went to pick up a lot of knowledge. Like, she was good with Lester at the same time. She was good on the streets. Like, Kima was a little underrated.
But then they did that twist with her fucking with McNulty and shit, doing some crooked shit going towards the end of the season, though.
I think the good thing that they did about that, though, is you got to show that temptation that cops got to be confronted with. Because, like, literally, the thing I appreciated the most about the show was that they ain't dress all the cops up in white and had them out there, you know, being the white knights of the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
I think Cuddy's an underrated character in the series, though.
Really?
Yeah, man. Hmm. Him and, I can't think of the homeboy that's fucking got hooked on Hero at the end of the show. I can't fucking remember now.
You talking about Mike's homie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was a good character.
He's an excellent character, man.
He's a good character.
Oh, fuck, man. What is his name? I'm trying to look it up now, though, man. Bunk is underrated, too, man.
So,
we're going to do it. We're going to break down by season, man.
Yeah, by season.
Because, off the flip, what is y'all favorite season, though?
What's my favorite season?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, probably like 3.
My favorite season? it's either 3 or 4.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 4.
I think
four.
It's...
Really, 4?
I'm pretty sure it's 4.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 4. 4 is the one at the end when they were throwing folks into... When they was pulling open the... at the end of 4 is when they was pulling open the vacants, right?
Dookie.
Yeah.
Dookie.
When it's 4, at the end of 4 is when they was pulling open the vacants, right? When they,
yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
4 is my season.
A part of me is like...
4 was amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know Marlo put in work, but I'm saying them two put in work, though. There is, like, hundreds of vacancies that the people don't even know the bodies in there or they was putting in there.
Yo, you can ride up on the north side of St. Louis and look at that exact same
thing. No, but Marlo, I think Marlo didn't. It's like a thing of, like, if you're the first one to come in through the gate, though, you start a company, and you put in a lot of work, though, that's fine. But you're not going to put in as much work after 10 years of the company, though, than what somebody is doing on the bottom, like a mid-tier or the bottom room of the company.
Somebody got to make a show about St. Louis.
It wouldn't be hard to write, actually, man. I mean, you know.
No, because you got to influence. Because there is an influx with the mob, with the black community, and especially in the 80s.
Yeah.
You go into the 80s with that stuff, though, where they was like, they was shooting on the north side. It was mob cats running through the north side, shooting up, fucking with the black cats on some shit in the 80s, though. And people understand, if you read up on the shit, you like, yo, they was blowing up motherfuckers' cars in the 80s on 55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could do that blow up on 55.
Yeah, over by the hill.
That was in 84.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Exactly.
85.
It was 84 or 85.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was
born in 83.
Yeah. So your underrated character, why?
No, I said my underrated character. My underrated character was Kima.
Kima? Yours was?
The teacher. What's his name?
Prez.
Prez. Yeah. I'm a Dookie, man.
Dookie was, yeah.
Dookie, man.
Why Dookie?
Dookie, man, because Dookie was just like the dude, like, yo, he's like the dude you just feel sorry for in the motherfucking place, though, in general, like, dude, like, I was a teacher for a minute in New York.
No, my underrated character is Michael.
Really?
I don't know if he's underrated.
I think that when you talk about that show, everybody talk about the long-term gangsters, but Michael gets knocked down a notch.
Mike is in that mid-tier.
How many times you ever heard anybody say Michael is their favorite character on The Wire?
Yo, the underrated thing is the little dude that killed Omar.
Can we talk about Omar for a second?
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about a lot of people. Yeah, like, and I feel like we kind of treating Omar kind of
like
it's just assumed.
Yeah, like
hey, there's never been a character like Omar on TV history.
Omar.
And will never be again.
And there can't be.
Omar Walker.
Like, there can't be another character like that.
Straight up fucking you. Yeah. And fucking you.
Yeah.
When I first found Omar, see, like, hold up. See, here's the thing. Let's put this character in a little context of the times. Like, Cats wasn't on TV just kissing cats when that show came out.
Nah, not in 02. What was it?
03.
Like, when I saw that, I was like, hold up.
Yeah, that was a lot to take in.
Now a cat would kiss a cat on TV, I'd just be like, all right, do your thing. You know. Back then?
Yeah, and in the black community also, and in the gangster, like, the gangster also. Like, it was, that was a lot. That was a lot. And then, just the respect from the streets, man. He was like a superhero to these cats, man.
Straight up. I'm scared as fuck.
Like, kids was like imitating.
2002.
It was 02?
02.
Yeah, so, like even the little kids was playing, and they were saying, yo, it's my turn to be Omo. Remember that?
He was a legend. He's actually probably more legendary than Marlo, Avon, Stringer, and all that period, though.
For sure.
Because he would just walk around the neighborhood, though.
He didn't really, exactly. He didn't hide. He didn't like duck like around. Like, he walked in the middle of the street and everybody sounded off in the community. Omar walking.
Like, and some people was like, I'm doing what I'm doing. I ain't doing it wrong. Exactly. I'm going to sit there playing my dice, doing whatever, though. You know, I'm good. Yo, yeah, Omar changed a lot of cinema. Because I remember, look, crazy shit, though, man. Like, how, like, we evolve as men. Mm. I remember I was in a class and we were watching the, it was this gay show. I can't remember the name of it now. God damn it, man.
What year was this?
I was in a class in 02.
Okay, so,
this is before, right before Omar.
Yeah.
And everything. And I'm sitting in the class in college. It's not the L word. It was like the, it was queer for queer folk.
Queer eye for straight guys.
No, like that. No. Was it Queer as Folk?
Queer as Folk, yeah.
It was something like that. It was like, it was a gate about gay men, and we were watching things about like diversity and learning. And there was a scene where these guys end up having sex, and they're like having like sex, like, yo! And I'm like,
hot right now.
And I'm like, yo! And I'm like bugging out in the class, like, yo! I'm like 20, 21 years old, like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And like, Omar changed you up though, because Omar made you know, like, yo, this motherfucker's in the hood that will fucking murk me.
Yeah, these niggas ain't all soft. Like, these cats are like, their preference don't mean a damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Gangsters
don't be gangster.
And you like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, and you like, yo, all right, well, shit, man. I need to reevaluate the gay culture in my mind. Or that's just,
that's what it did.
100, though, you know?
That's what it did.
That's at that time, though, man. Like, yo, it was like the worst thing to be is to be saying you were gay.
Especially the hip hop community. Like,
oh my God, like, dude, like, we grew up in the hip hop community.
Exactly.
Doing shows, like, you fucking work for Cornerstone doing all kind of promos and shit.
True,
like, you know.
I mean,
but shit, before we rock out, tell everybody, like, your background, because people are like, yo, like.
Like, who is dude? Yeah. It's originally from Park Hill, stand up, you know what I mean, Denver.
It is queer as folk? Yep.
Alright, so, moved to St. Louis, 99.
Park Hill.
It was crazy. Park Hill stand up. Grew up, you know what I'm saying, in the same couple, you know what I'm saying, blocks away from Chauncey Billups and them. And, you know, I mean, moved to St. Louis at a pivotal time. Like, it was, I got a chance. I grew up in a time where it was a lot of transition going on. It was 99 when I moved to this joint. So
St. Louis is changing too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, St. Louis. I became a man in St. Louis. And so
question for you, though.
Yeah.
So your dad is like a legend in the post office. So your dad transferred to here?
Yeah, so.
So is that how y'all moved to St. Louis?
Nah, so that was kind of a byproduct. So my mother was 89 pounds when we moved here. She had sarcoidosis. That's the disease that killed Bernie Mac. So she had that, and Denver's 5,280 feet above sea level.
So you get your breathing is fucked up. She couldn't breathe
at all. You know what I'm saying? So with a lung disease, and the disease affects people differently, but her, it affected her lungs. So 89 pounds, no BS. Like, I was 15 years old. They make, like, you know what I'm saying, weekly doctor's appointments for her, and I expect her to make the next one. You know what I'm saying? And I'm 15. And so I'm watching all of this, but not with an adult mind. I'm getting angry. I'm getting, you know what I'm saying? I'm a teenager. So we moved to St. Louis because she said, we got to go. The doctor said that sea level. She said, we going to the crib. Pops went to Vashon, moms went to Beaumont, JPL and
look, you know, your aunt, mom went to school, my uncle, he raised me though, man.
That's crazy.
They was kicking it at every class reunion. They was like, exactly.
So,
that's closed now though, but people don't even know that.
We gotta talk about that too later on, but. Like Beaumont, the history of Beaumont, and across the street, the fairgrounds. That was a Confederate fort back in the day.
So,
that's how we moved here. My mom's health. So we moved here. I went to Hazelwood Central. I was about to be a junior. My sister was about to be a senior. Wild move. And, but like,
yeah, that's a crazy transition to be in middle of high school and be
horrible.
Like, I'm gonna move. Before I'm finna graduate.
But like all of the people, like I got my riders back home, but like my boys, you know what I'm saying?
Because your formative years were here though, like when you became a man,
exactly.
Like you said.
Exactly. I was 15, so I was, you know, angry with God, the whole thing, like, you know what I'm saying? That's actually when I started growing my locks out. I stopped eating beef and pork in 99. So, you know what I'm saying? Just because moms had to give it up, and I didn't know it was going to be like a lifetime decision, but I haven't had it since then.
Yeah,
I grew my hair out just because I was trying to be like, learn patience, like fasting, because I wanted to be, I was on a track team back home. I knew everybody, and I was like, yeah, this is whack. I don't know nobody here. I have family here, but I didn't really grow up with fam here. So, you know what I'm saying? I immediately, you know,
Let the family situation.
Yeah, so we mixed in cousins on my people's side, on my dad's side. So we end up in the same family reunions, and we'd be like, "Oh shit, what's going on?
What you doing here?"
It's like, "Oh damn, all right, that's what's up." Yeah, so it's like one of them, like when you find out something that you've known forever, being like your family,
you're
like
you've been hanging around them forever, though. You're like
the whole time.
Yeah. The same thing with me and Nick.
Yeah. Oh, word.
Yeah. Nick and cousins. Yeah.
So fast forward, I graduated high school and I started working. I got my degree in interior architecture. It was designing kitchens. First job was at Lowe's. You know what I'm saying? And designing kitchens and bathrooms. And this cat walk up to the desk and he drops his blueprint down on the ground, on the desk rather. He's like, "Yo, I need a kitchen." I was like, "All right, nigga." You know what I'm saying? "How may I help you?" You know what I'm saying? Like, he was kind of rude a little bit. And I started hitting him with a belt. I'm like, "Yo, what's your budget then?" You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to wild out.
Yeah, like, I'm going to hit you.
So we started talking. He had no interest. He was buying his wife what she wanted. He had no interest in the project. And we started talking about everything else. He's from New York. He used to be a roadie for Tribe Called Quest.
Word.
And
okay.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
We started talking about music. And I used to follow, like how y'all were talking about sports earlier.
Yeah.
I used to follow cats' careers. I knew who got signed to where. Who was pushing how many units and on what label, what year. I got, you know what I'm saying, sound scan type. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, "Hey, what the hell are you doing?" I was like, I got a fan. I'm like, "What, you don't like what I'm doing?" He was like, "Nah, you need to be in the industry, man. You need to be dealing with music." So I was like, he was like, "Listen, fuck all this. This is my man number. Call him, tell him you met me, you know what I'm saying, and y'all introduce each other. I'll let him know you're going to call him, you know what I'm saying, tell him I got work for you." I was like, "All right, bet." So I called buddy up in Chicago, Shrew Marketing, Chris Watkins. At the time, it was the largest marketing and promotions firm in the Midwest. And I just happened to get put on. This is when Kanye was dropping off, mixtapes, trying to get on. Like, this is before, like, pre Rockefeller.
This is 02. Yeah. 02. Yeah. Exactly. You understand, but he was 02, though.
Yes. Kanye, yes. 02 is when I got on, actually.
Yeah, 02.
So I got a chance to see a little bit of that. So. Dude was like, "Oh, yeah, kitchen designer cat. What's up? Yo, I got an office in St. Louis, actually. Let me get you his number." It was after a little about, 20-minute phone call. Tell him I got work for you. Bat, bang. I get on the phone with Solo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wesley Allman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Solo. Used to manage Basement Beats, Jay, and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I get on the phone with Solo, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, kitchen designer cat." Like, everybody knows kitchen designer cat. So I show up with a resume and all that. He looks at it, throws it on the desk. He don't care. He's like, "So what's your availability?" So immediately I saw, as an intern for Universal Records. Now the crazy part about that was, this is 99. Country Grammar had just popped. I'm in St. Louis. So Nelly was keeping the lights on at Universal Music Group.
Oh, believe it. I know.
I was an intern, like a few years later, like 02.
Yeah.
So I'm rocking with them. I'm dealing with soundtracks and all this other kind of stuff. And so, you know, that's, you know what I mean? And I, let me see. Capitol Records came after that. And I was kind of juggling accounts. And it wasn't a conflict of interest because it was Chingy had just started bubbling. And I got on right before the Baller Baby remix. What was it? Lil Flip. Jackpot. Excuse me. Yeah. So
Ball Baby was on the second joint.
That's
second.
Real. Yeah. It's kind of ill. We could talk about, you know what I'm saying, all of that too. But no, Holiday Inn remix is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, you with Snoop.
Yeah. This, the listeners need to know we've been drinking Jameson while we've been sitting down. So I'm a little loopy. But yeah, so I saw all of that firsthand, man. I was in one of Nelly's videos, you know what I'm saying, as a filler, you know what I'm saying, just as I was working and that kind of stuff. So that's a little bit about the background outside of my professional stuff. You know, in hip hop culture, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we talked about earlier, what was acceptable, what wasn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. And I'm already ahead, though. Like, this was, all that was new to me. I'm a hip hop head, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been drawing Wu-Tang on stuff since the sixth grade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what made you bun over the Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
Wood, like, you know what I mean? I was like,
actually, I thought I was in the Wu-Tang Clan when I was a little kid, but you couldn't tell me I wasn't.
I remember I was dating shit, and I had to go to the Wu concert, and he was like, hey, man, why you end up taking that girl to the Wu concert? It was in Chicago, so I drove to Chicago, and he's like, what the fuck, man? Like, you up in Chicago and shit?
The underlying theme of this whole show has been the Wu-Tang Clan popping up at times when you weren't expected to.
There you go.
Really?
Cats
went to the reunion concert in Chicago.
Cats was getting, no, Cats, earlier was talking about Cats stroking something to 36 Chambers.
Yo, that's real.
And now Wu-Tang has popped up again.
And ODB being Rick Pitino.
On the back end.
That's real. I've seen him a couple of times live.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I see the Wu one more good time again.
Yeah, man. Ghostface needs to show up.
Ghostface didn't show up to join you, was that?
Nah.
See, I got the whole crew.
Both times. I saw 8 members both times. Ghost wasn't there both times. But I've seen Ghost by himself. So.
You know, I've seen Ghost by himself twice, but I've seen that he was there at the joint I was at. Everybody was there at the one I was at in Chicago at Congress Theater.
Congress.
Because the Congress Theater.
I was at that show in Chicago, the reunion concert. That was, I drove up, that was,
No. You went to the one the year after me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Congress, man. But that's a little bit about the background, but man.
But all right, we're going to get ready. We're going to do season one next with Focus. Let them know your information. We'll hit you up at like Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Tell them where they can buy your shit at.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real,
that's the
man.
Main play. Forget where they can talk to you on the internet.
Excuse me. At the Focus Gallery is the Instagram. Strung Brand is the business on all social media fronts. Instagram.
They can get Strong Brand on Instagram,
Facebook,
all that stuff.
Yeah, Twitter, all of that, man. It's for the beads, natural gemstones. But yeah, man, it's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to moving forward, man. The Wire deserves the dialogue, man.
We gotta do, you know what, I thought about it, man, and I gotta answer that question. We gonna chronicle the shows on here. We don't need to do a bracket for the shows. What we gonna have to do is a top 64 black characters in film and TV history.
Oh, that's impossible.
No, it's going to happen.
That's going to happen. That need to happen.
Film and TV?
It's
going to happen. Film and then do TV. That's
I'm doing both. Brackets are made for tough decisions. Brackets are made for you looking.
No, man, because
brackets are made for when you.
No, man, I'm not being a part of that, man.
Okay, fine. Fine, then.
I can't do that.
When I'm talking about it, I want you to have the same objection that I've objected underneath this entire show with.
I'm not involved in the bracket, period.
If you see that bracket, you're going to involve yourself.
No, I'll set up the bracket for you.
You're
going to
be in the building, though. You're just going to be in the other room.
I'm not talking on it, no. I'm not doing no 64 bracket of this. A TV and movies? What are you,
that's
crazy?
That's hard. That's really hard.
Are you crazy?
That's what it's supposed to be. It's
that's
supposed
real.
To be
nah,
tough.
No, impossible, man. I'm not putting Nino Brown up against Fred Sanford. No, man.
Nah, but you could put Nino Brown up against who? Let me see.
I can do Nino Brown up
against
somebody
you can
else.
Do Nino
like,
Brown against Carlton.
Carlton wouldn't make my bracket, man.
That's
Carlton making the bracket. I don't give a fuck if he's 65 and he's playing in to go number one. It's happening. He's in there.
Not gonna happen. I'm gonna put Rose from 227 over before him.
Oh man.
Rose ran the building, nigga.
Who's the number one seed? Who's the number one seed?
Oh, this is the TV and film?
TV and film.
I'm not doing that, man.
Who's
character,
number one?
Character or show? Let's just do show.
Character.
I can't do that. That's what I'm saying, man. talking about a million motherfuckers.
I'm gonna take on this task because I'm here to
I'm not doing it, man. Especially off the flip, I'm not doing that. I get them TV number one seed.
All right, so you got Nino Brown versus Riley Freeman.
Nah, Riley
from the Boondocks.
I got Old Dog as number one seed.
No,
I'm just playing. Matt, where can I hit you up at, man?
Man, you know where I'm at. Cheap Z fan on Twitter. Found me with the little blue mark next to my joint. That still got the blue check that still hasn't gotten me a white check yet, but it's all good. We're going
to
get there.
Checking a white chick. That's what it's supposed to be, though. Hit me up, Dig Game on Twitter, Dig Game ISU on Instagram. Email us for everything.
Elite 8.
Elite 8, bracket5.com. BRCTIFY.com.
Hey, and
it's on the front page now. We didn't move it up to the front.
Get that dopest done.
Black woman of all time is on the front page.
Hey, and I think we're going to have some heat for this next show. I'm not even going to release it yet, but yeah, I think we're about to have some heat for this next show. Some pure bread.
Yeah, we're going to be good. Oh, pure bread? Like pure bread?
I don't know what you're talking about, but.
Oh. No. It's all good. Email us. Give us some more questions, comments, thoughts. Let us know what you think about the bracket. Straight OLC on Twitter, straightolc@gmail.com. Appreciate y'all listening as always. We out. Peace.